With your voice, lift him high. With your life, lift him high.
I lift you, Lord.
Lift him high. Lift somebody high. Lift him high.
I lift you high.
Lift him high. If it means anything to you, lift his name on high.
I lift
if it means
Jesus.
Anything to you, lift
I
him
lift
high.
High
it's a privilege to be alive in this Jesus. Time. Lift him high and thank him.
Jesus.
Thank him because there is none like him. Thank him because he's your father. Thank him because he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we bless you. Thank you, precious Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Dear people of God, a casual approach to God doesn't bring results. A casual approach to God does not get the results. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings and not before mere men. When it comes to God, we must be diligent in our approach. Tonight, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, the grace to be diligent in your kingdom. Lift up your voice and pray that you will receive grace to be diligent. Grace to be diligent in the kingdom. Grace to be diligent as you focus on the kingdom of God. Ask for grace. Ask for grace. Grace that makes for diligence. Ask for grace. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, once again, we are here at your feet. And we want to thank you because you are here with us. Thank you because you are in all the various places right now where we are meeting. There's no distance in the spirit. Therefore, we thank you. Lord, let our ears be open.
Yes, Lord.
And let our hearts be open. Let the grace to do your word come upon us afresh.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as you speak to us, enable us, O God, to receive your word with diligence and put it to practice in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated with a big clap offering unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Give him a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Will somebody say with me, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Please say it like you mean what you are saying.
2021 is my year for
all of
you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We want to continue on our series, Kingdom Focus for Enlargement. Every time a man is focused on the kingdom of God, enlargement is the order of the day. Every time, not sometime. Every time you see a man that is focused on the kingdom of God, watch the life of that man. That man has signed an irrevocable agreement with God that his life will be enlarged. Enlarge on all sides. Enlarge in your family. Enlarge. When you mean enlarge in your family, now not in terms of numbers, of course. If you are single, then you'll be talking of enlargement, where you get married, you get children, and you just enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Enlargement in your finance. Enlargement in your health. People who focus on the kingdom are always lifted beyond measure. And it is my prayer that this month will not leave you where you met it.
Amen.
This month will not leave you the way you came in.
Amen.
This month will not leave you the same.
Amen.
I'm praying for you that God will enlarge you on all sides.
Amen.
Whatever is causing that delay, whatever is causing that obstacle for you not to be enlarged, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we have been saying continuously that the laborers are few. And because the laborers are few, the few laborers, God takes care of them. God makes sure these few laborers are well taken care of. Because the harvest is huge. And God has few laborers. I'm praying that you will make yourself a laborer.
Amen.
It's a choice. You will make yourself. God will not make you a laborer. No. He will not make you a laborer. It's you that will make you decide to make yourself a laborer. You can choose to make yourself a supervisor in the kingdom of God. It's all right with God. He won't say no. You can choose to. But it is the laborers that are blessed, not the supervisors, not the pastors. A pastor that is not a laborer will not be blessed. A member that is not a laborer will not be blessed. It is the laborers. Let me say it again. It is the laborers that are blessed in the kingdom of God. So it is very, very important that you make yourself a laborer. Because the laborer will be lifted on high. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this. When it comes to salvation in Christ Jesus, we are all equal before God. All equal before God. But when it comes to the kingdom, it is your impute to advance the kingdom that determines your position in life. We are not all the same when it comes to the kingdom of God. When it comes to the kingdom of God, what you are doing to advance the kingdom of God is what determines your position in life. Yes, for salvation, we are all equal in Christ Jesus. But when it comes to the kingdom, there are people that God treasure because of their input into the kingdom of God. May you decide to be a man that is imputing and advancing the kingdom of God.
Amen.
May you become a person that is dedicated to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Are you understand what I'm talking about? When you are laboring, perhaps nobody's even seeing you. When you are giving, perhaps nobody will notice you giving. It is between you and God. You are giving into the kingdom work. You are praying for the kingdom. And in some cases, you go out there to get people. You go out of your way to get people born again. Nobody may be seeing it, but God, who sees in the secret, he will reward you openly. Amen. I say God, who sees in the secret, will reward you openly.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 18. He says, the God who sees in the secret will reward you openly. Look at your neighbor and say, open reward is coming.
Open reward is coming.
Please say it to your spouse if he's there with you or to your children or whatever. Say it to somebody. Or if you are there alone, say it to yourself. Open reward is coming. Oh, come on. I'm excited in the spirit. Open reward is coming. I tell you the truth, somebody. Open reward is coming for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be God. So please dedicate yourself to be a laborer in the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. All that matters is you are dedicated to advancing the kingdom of Christ. And this brings you blessings and enlargement. I'm praying that you will be physically involved in moving the kingdom of God forward.
Amen.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
What is our confidence? Why do we have to so dedicate ourselves to God's kingdom? What is our confidence? Our confidence is based on the word of God. The word of God is our confidence. Let's begin from Isaiah chapter 55 this night. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. The Bible says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Did you see that? This is why we have so much confidence in the word of God. I've been telling us here, and let me say it again. Faith is not trial and error. No, faith is precise. You can be so precise. You follow what the scripture says. You put your state of mind in the right place. And I tell you the truth, the reward cannot be different from what the Bible says it will be. Now look at the confirmation here again. God is saying, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. Remember? He says, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. I will not alter the words that have gone out of my lips. So when you read this promise in the scripture, you can have confidence in approaching it. You approach it with everything in you. You approach it with every seriousness. Oh, who is a wise man? A wise man is a person that he sees a treasure in a field, he sells every other thing he has and comes to buy that field. That's a wise man. So when you see the scripture, you put your entire life into it. You put your entire life because you know out of it shall proceed life. Out of it, enlargement will come. So shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God has already sent his word of enlargement. He has already sent his word of enlargement. If we get involved, when we get involved, God has determined that the blessing will be yours.
Amen.
I'm praying that the blessing will be yours.
Amen.
Because you will be involved spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And what is God saying to us in this case? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What is this word that God has sent forth that shall not return void? What is this word? The word is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things. And if you read from Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 down, you will see all these things. He's talking about the basic necessity of life. The things people are rushing after. Things to wear, things to eat, shelter. All those are the things that people are pursuing for in life. And yet God said, pursue me, put me first, and I will make these things to come after you. Not that you will go after them. And remember, he says very clearly, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to God void, but it shall accomplish what he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing for which God has sent it. God has sent his word that those who focus on his kingdom, those who put God first in prayer, are you getting what I'm talking about? Listen to me. Prayer is work, if you don't know. It is work. That's why I see a lot of people don't pray. A lot of people don't like work. It is work. And the way you treat your work determines how you get blessed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And let me say this. Wherever day and night exchange position, God's word is still in effect and works amazingly. Wherever day and night is exchanging position, God's word is still in effect and it works amazingly. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. We have been giving emphasis on prayer in your secret, on your prayer altar. Pray for the kingdom of God. Are you getting what I'm talking about? In fact, if you take your pen and pray for somebody, it could be your neighbor. You could be your next door neighbor that doesn't even say hello to you. Get his name and begin to pray for him. Pray for her. Pray for that family. Pray for the kingdom of God generally. But be specific in your prayer so that when your prayer is answered, you know. Are you the one I'm talking about? When your prayer is answered, you know. Why? Because God rewards results, not efforts. Can you imagine somebody who goes to secondary school and he said, I tried. Is that what we are looking for? If he does not pass the exam, he cannot be promoted. He has to pass the exam. He can say he made effort. No, the examiner is not looking for effort. He's looking for diligence. He's looking for you to pass, to get the correct answers. And it is the same thing with God. God doesn't bless effort. I heard that word first from my father in the Lord, Archbishop Sam Amaga. God doesn't bless effort. God blesses reward. It is reward. I mean, results. It is result God bless. Also say, I prayed. It's not that you prayed. You prayed that God answered. That is the one God will bless. Not just say, okay, pastor say we should pray, so let's pray. Oh God, please save somebody. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. I've prayed, oh God, you can see, you witness me now that I've prayed. That's not the kind of prayer we're talking about. We're talking about prayer where your spirit, soul, and body is involved. Prayer where your heart is panting after God. That's the kind of prayer David said, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my heart pants after you, oh God. David wasn't a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor for your heart to pant after God. Is somebody understanding that?
Yes.
And when you are doing the right thing, according to the word of God, and the expected results, the reward is not coming your way, don't back off. Stay there. Keep doing it. Don't back off. This is where a lot of people miss it. They give so much into the kingdom. They pray so much into the kingdom, but they've not seen the result and they back off. No, please, if you are diligent in your approach, you are intelligent in your approach. When I mean intelligent now, doing it according to knowledge. You know, the Bible says they have zeal, but not according to knowledge. It doesn't profit. You are doing it according to knowledge. You are diligent about it. And the result hasn't come. Listen to me. I'm saying to you tonight, don't back off. Keep doing what you are doing. Keep doing what you are doing. Hear what Job said. Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my warfare and service, I will wait till my change and my release shall come. Your change is coming.
Amen.
Your release is coming.
Amen.
Your enlargement is coming.
Amen.
He said, I will wait until my change comes, because God cannot lie. Job chapter 14, verse 14, please. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time here on earth, I will wait upon the Lord. I will wait for my change to come. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now, tonight, we want to focus on this man called Joseph. Every night, we focus on some people, characters in the Bible. Now, this young boy called Joseph was such an amazing fellow. Wonderful person he is. Loved of his father. Giving to knowledge. Giving to the knowledge of the God Almighty. And he was a rising star. He even spoke of it. He said that look, my star rose above every other person. He saw where he was going to. And of course, his brothers were angry with him. Now, look at it. In his time, we could say Joseph was the light of the Almighty God. And he represented God well. To his brothers, he represented God well. Wherever Joseph found himself, he represented God very well. He was so focused on God. That's why I call focus on the kingdom. However, beginning from 17 years of age, for the next 13 years, all his experience was betrayal, slavery, oppression, and imprisonments. Now think of it. This man was born into a royal family, you will say. The best in the land. He was betrayed. And yet he was still serving God. In his betrayal, he still believed in God. And then he was sold into slavery. You can imagine the day they were selling him as a slave. Yet, he never abandoned God. He still kept his hope strong in God that God will come true for him. And after that, he was oppressed. And finally, he was accused wrongly and in prison. All this in the space of 13 years. Somebody say 13 years.
13 years.
But in these 13 years, Joseph never backed out. He kept his faith strong. He kept his faith strong. Even in his oppression, he was still ministering to others. He was going out of himself to minister to others. He was such a blessing. That's how the Bible is. The Bible wants us to be such a blessing. He wants us to display this light. He was displaying the light of God. Now, look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, beginning from verse 16, we'll read down to verse 18. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. You know, Joseph, the Bible says, Joseph feared the Lord. He said, I fear the Lord. That's Joseph's testimony. He was a man that feared the Lord. So he wasn't speaking, after all this time I've served God, is this how God reward me? No. That's not what he was saying. I know that my Redeemer liveth. That's what he was saying, I believe. I know my Redeemer liveth. It doesn't matter what I'm passing through now. I know I'm coming on top. I know I'm going to ride on top. I'm going to ride majestically on top because God is on my side. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm walking with the Lord. You are not giving up. You are not depressed. You are not allowing the situation to put you down. No, you are speaking positively about your God. Because you know that his word will not return to him void. He had given you promises. Those promises will not return to you void. So you stand your ground. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You stand your ground. You are rejoicing in the Lord. Wake up in the morning with spring on your feet. Get to the bathroom. Take your shower. Come out of there with a smile on your face. You look at the mirror. You say, today will be the best day of your life. You are pointing to yourself in the mirror, telling that person in the mirror, today will be the best day of your life. You are walking with God. You are partnering with God today. God is your friend today. God is leading you the way. So be obedient. Be sensitive to follow God. Hallelujah. And then you go on to your walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at that. The Bible says, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They fear God and they meditate on the name of the Lord. That's what Joseph was doing. They shall be mine, says the Lord, verse 17, on the day that I make my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. You see that? Who serves him? Who serves him? Not worship now. Who serves him? Who walks in the kingdom? He's a steward in the kingdom of God. Verse 18. He said, then you shall discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Make a choice. Joseph made a choice. Joseph made a choice to be with God. He made a choice not to depart from God, even when things were not working the way he expected. That's why the Bible says in the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, 18 and 19, he said, though the fig tree may not blossom, the fruits may fail, there's no olive in the vine. In fact, if you read verse 17, it is a picture of wilderness. Suddenly, everything crashed. But verse 18, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord my God. Why? Because we are certain that God cannot lie. You see, this should be your confidence. It makes your faith strong. You see, you just know. In fact, this is one thing you know, that you are not doing it for what is in it. You are doing it because you love the Lord. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You are giving not because of you want to get. Of course, when you give, you will get. But you see, people who give only to get, when they don't get, they just backtrack. I'm telling you the truth. But you see, when love is motivating you, in season and out of season, you are there. When love is your motivation, that's what happened to Joseph. Love was his motivation. So in the tough time for 13 years, you know what is 13 years? He was there believing God for a change. For 13 years, he didn't give up. 13 years, he stood his ground. How do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And then, now see what happened to Joseph because he focused on the Lord. Let's look at it from Psalm 105. From Psalm 105. This is what happened to Joseph. Verse 20, the Bible says, the king sent and loose him. Did you see that? The king sent and loose him. Well, if you read verse 19, he says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Those are those 13 years we're talking about. It was a tough time. And that's where I was speaking to someone yesterday. I said to her on the phone as we were talking, I said, listen to me. I'm not in your shoes. I can't say I know what you have passed through, even though they are difficult from what you are saying to me right now. But I know a God who have passed through what you are experiencing right now. And this God has said to us that tough times never last, but tough people do. And God has made you an overcomer. Listen to me. If you are listening to this message right now, wherever you are, I want to let you know that you that is listening to me now, there is an overcoming spirit in you. Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what you are passing through, don't give up. God is your solution. God is not against you. You may not have seen what you are looking for, but don't throw in the towel. Stand with the word of God. Shout it on the rooftop. Shout it in the night. Let the devil hear it wherever you are. Devil, I'm not quitting. I'm standing my ground because my God is faithful. God is too faithful to fail. God is too faithful to fail. So I'm not going to give up. I'm standing my ground. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says, yeah, after those 13 years, the king sent and loosed him and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. And verse 21, he made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. Can you imagine that? To bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. He became the one teaching wisdom to the... And you know, Egypt in those days is the epitome of civilization. In their time, Egypt was the epitome of civilization. Yet, God's servant came. The one whom was a servant of the Lord. I don't mean a pastor now, because Joseph was not a pastor. He was a politician. He came and he was teaching these people, considered to be the wisest set of people on earth. He was teaching them wisdom. Listen to me. You are never at a loss waiting on God. Never. No, you are not. waiting on God, and waiting according to knowledge, you are never at a loss. So please, keep your faith on. Look at that. The Bible says, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. Verse 24. He increased his people greatly. What is that? Not enlargement? God increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. All because of Joseph. Just because, listen to me, because of you, a generation can be transformed. Because of you, a province can be transformed. Because of you, a nation can be transformed. The Bible says he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemy.
Hallelujah.
Stronger than their enemy. Joseph would have given up, but he refused to give up. He focused on the kingdom. So I'm saying to you today, focus on the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus said. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, beginning from verse 9, Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the version in the book of Luke. But back again to Matthew, he said, when you pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You see that? That's the first thing. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. I tell you the truth, there are sometimes I spend 1 hour, 2 hours praying just those two prayers. Just two words I just mentioned. There are sometimes I just get there. God, let your kingdom come. And there are scriptures that talk about the kingdom of God. I begin to use them to speak to God that his kingdom will be established. What am I doing? That is focusing on the kingdom of God. Focusing on the kingdom. Listen to me. Focusing on the kingdom of God is your greatest insurance in life. Focusing on the kingdom of God and producing results is your greatest insurance in life. You know, in this part of the world, there are insurance for everything. Insurance for this, insurance for that, insurance for that. I'm telling you the truth. If you want the best of insurance to cover you for everything, they call it comprehensive insurance. If you want a comprehensive insurance, focus on the kingdom of God. When the result comes, I tell you the truth. Please, people of God, focus on the kingdom of God. There is nothing like it. When you engage God in prayer, and listen to me, this prayer I'm talking about now is not a casual one. No. It's not the one that you approach God casually. No, casually approaching God doesn't get result. Look at, let's turn to Hebrews as we begin to round up. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because you see, I see a lot of people, they are so casual when it comes to God. So casual when it comes to God. I don't know. Now, think of it. If you are going to visit the Prime Minister of Canada, His Excellency Justin Trudeau, I don't know if they call him Excellency here, but whatever, is of course, is an Excellency. Will you go into his presence just chewing up? Will you do that?
No.
You won't do that in the presence of the Prime Minister of this nation. Why? You respect him. You respect that office. So you go into his presence with all seriousness, wanting to discuss what you have with him. But you see some people in the presence of God, the Almighty, the owner of the breath that you have, and they take it for granted. Now, God is our Father. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's a way you go into him there as Father. That doesn't mean you are disrespecting him. Are you getting what I'm talking about? But you see, there is this serious approach you must give to God. There is this serious approach you must give to. Look at it. Let's read it here. He says, but without faith, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder of those who casually seek him. Is that what the Bible says?
No.
No. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you see, that's why I made the statement, you intelligently, you know that you are doing the right thing. I mean, you are serving God and doing it intelligently. Because you see, for instance now, somebody may not know this. And they say, oh, but I'm doing it for God. But is he doing it diligently? Because you see, Joseph did it diligently with all his heart. Joseph was diligent about it. His own life, he threw into it. I once said to a group of people, we were pastors, we were group meeting in a particular church. And I said to them, I don't understand what is going on here, but this is my life. Not because I'm a pastor. This, look, you see, if I fail in God, I fail completely. I don't have any backup anywhere. That's what I was referring to. I don't have any backup anywhere. God is my backup and my only source. God is my back. You see, you must come to. So when you come to that place, you treat it with not with levity. Casual seekers don't get blessed. So if it is 15 minutes you want to say, Father, thy kingdom come, let that 15 minutes be 15 minutes of the best you can give. Because I tell you the truth, once you finish with that prayer, all the others are addition. That is the main prayer. Because if you remember where we are coming from, verse 33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, remember, all the things is what you are praying for. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us. Deliver us from evil. All those other things. He said, they shall be added unto you. God becomes your protector. Because you put him first. He becomes your refuge. Listen to me. Your greatest insurance in life is laboring in your prayer of altar. Laboring in the prayer of altar. I tell you the truth. Your prayer altar. Labor in that place and do it diligently according to the word we just read. Do it diligently. Don't joke with it. If it is 15 minutes alone you want to give, give it the best 15 minutes. If it is 30 minutes, give it the best 30 minutes. If it is 1 hour, give it the best 1 hour. And if you want to give extra, go ahead and give the extra. Because Jesus said, could you not tarry with me for 1 hour? That's it. He said 1 hour. Jesus said 1 hour. So that's the max. But that's the minimum. Amen. That's the minimum. Like, you get what I'm talking about? You can choose to go more than that. But do it with every sense of awe. You are in the presence of God. Don't just, look, you see, he comes to a place, you know that you are not speaking to the air. And you know what I'm talking about? You are speaking to a human, you are speaking to a divine person. You cannot see him, does not mean he does not exist. For God's sake, I've never seen my brain. But I have a brain. I've never touched my brain. But I have a brain. Have you seen your brain? Have you touched your brain? But you believe, you know that you have a brain. Because that's one thing that makes people not to get serious. Because if you're physically in the presence of Justin Trudeau, you will comport yourself. You will give everything. You see, in fact, if they tell you you have an appointment with him by 11 p.m., I'm sure you will be there by 9 p.m. to make sure you don't miss your appointment. To make sure there's no delay on the road. Nothing distracts you. I tell you the truth. God is my witness. I've never been to a church service late in my life apart from once. And after that day, I vowed it will never happen again. And it hasn't happened. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Why? I take God serious. I take God serious. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to take God serious.
It's time to take God serious.
Joseph took God serious and God started blessing Joseph everywhere. God blessed him with children. God blessed him with honor. God blessed him. God so blessed him that even when his brothers came, they didn't recognize him anymore. But he recognized them. Why? Joseph has changed, but his brothers refused to change. So they didn't recognize him because he has changed. They couldn't believe their eyes that their brother could be in such a position. But that's where God took him to. I see God changing your story.
Amen.
I see God changing your story.
Amen.
I see God changing your story in this land.
Amen.
In this land, they will know that you serve the God of Abraham. They will know you serve the God of Isaac. They will know you serve the God of Jacob.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Will you rise up to your feet here today? We want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray. We want to pray. Because, you see, your spirit must be revived. Your spirit must be revived. Your passion for God must be revived. I want you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, no more casual approach to you. No more casual approach to you. Father, I'm asking that you revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking for a revival. Revive my prayer life. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, revive my prayer life. I'm asking that you revive my spirit, oh God. Revive my prayer life, oh God, that I will be active. That I will be active. That I will be active with you on the prayer altar. That I will labor with you on the prayer altar. Lord, revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now begin to pray. Lord, rekindle my heart. Rekindle my love for you. Rekindle my love for you, O God. Rekindle my love for your kingdom. Rekindle my love for the house of God. Oh, David said, oh, how love I the word of the Lord. How I love the word of the Lord. Rekindle my love for you, O God. Rekindle my passion for your word. Rekindle my passion for your word. Rekindle my passion for your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, grant me passion. Passion for souls. Now begin to pray. Begin to pray this prayer. This is very, very important. Lord, grant me passion for souls. I ask you for passion, O God, that I will have passion for souls the way Jesus had passion for souls. The way Jesus had passion for souls, Lord, engrace me. Let your grace come upon me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just like Jesus, that I will have passion for souls, that I will pray like Jesus prayed, that I will walk like Jesus walked. Oh, Father, you sent Jesus to come and show us how to do it. You sent Jesus to come and show us how to connect with you. My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking for passion. Passion in my heart, oh God. Passion for the word of God. Passion for souls. Passion for you as a person, oh God. That I will love souls the way Jesus loved them. The way Jesus loved them. The Bible says Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus, that I will have compassion for souls. That I will have compassion for souls. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Is somebody calling on the God of Israel? Is somebody calling on the God of Israel? I tell you the truth. This is the life wire. This is your connection between heaven and earth. This is your connection between heaven and earth. When you get it in this prayer, you get it. When you get it in this prayer, you get it. Come on, somebody. Begin to pray. Grace to approach God with all sense of fervency, with all sense of diligence. Grace to approach God with all sense of casual, with all sense of diligence. No more casual approach. No more casual approach to the kingdom. Father, I receive grace to labor. I receive grace to labor in the word. I receive grace to labor in the work. I receive grace to labor in prayer. I receive grace to labor in prayer. Oh, my Father. Brato nemena dosiate gretusa zosiamenanta. Come on, somebody pray in the spirit. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. Pray this prayer in the spirit. In case you miss it in your understanding, you can't miss it in the spirit. Neriga vosotia, vretola vestua, zuzia, zuzia mena, glepe getuata, Zutarate, zutarate. Come on, somebody. Glepe tu agrato si si amena. Glefe tu sa si amenande. Father, breto kafasa si amenando. Judela vrekete glefe kete glefe kete. Ino grate sa si abaratos. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, somebody, begin to round up your prayers. Begin to round up your prayers. Begin to round up your prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let me pray for you if you listen to this message and you're not yet born again. I'd like to pray for you specifically. God is interested in you. You are not listening to this message by chance. It is your appointed time. There's time for everything, and this is your time. Don't miss it. If you want to come into the kingdom, you want to become a child of the Most High God, I would love to pray with you. Just pray with this simple prayer with me. Say, Father in heaven, I come before you just as I am. Forgive me my sins. I believe Jesus died for my sins, rose up again the third day to set me free, to justify me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Father, I ask all this in the name of Jesus. If you pray that simple prayer, you are born again. And now lift up your right hand as I declare upon you that the glory of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
Passion for God will rest upon you.
Amen.
Passion for His word will rest upon you.
Amen.
Passion for souls will rest upon you.
Amen.
Your salvation will last in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please send us an email so that we know that we can be part of your journey. Send us an email to info@thelovepavilion.org. And we'll get back to you to be part of your life. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Now everybody lift up your hands and bless the God of your salvation one more time as we prepare to take the communion.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. I believe that you have prepared your communion. You have prepared your communion. This is the best part of the service. Oh, Mahelango voshate laverato, susia menante, glebeka tua sesia menantos, oh, brate laverato, sisia menande, glefe ketia zazata. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
thank you, Father.
Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks. We appreciate you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, as we come to this table and in all the tables in our various locations, we declare that the Spirit of God rests upon this bread and this wine.
Amen.
Lord, we declare it is your flesh and your blood we are taking tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let grace for accomplishment come upon us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And most especially, Father, the grace to pray like Jesus prayed.
Amen.
The grace to walk like Jesus walked.
Amen.
The grace that made Jesus not to be afraid of anything. Let that grace come upon us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And if there is anything that is in your life that is not of God, as you take of this communion, it shall be uprooted and flushed out of your system in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, mighty God.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Therefore, partake in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to bless your God.
Thank you,
come on, bless your God. Bless him for a wonderful time in his presence.
Bless
Let's give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Our God is one.